Happy Monday. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening to this. The second episode of Matthew Speaks Early Sometimes, with a little bit of ambient noise in the background. How is everybody's Monday doing, going, doing, is, was? It may not even be Monday when you listen to this. Might be Tuesday. Might be listening on a Friday. Maybe listening on your way to work. Or not work. Oh, what is today's date? It is the 14th of July. It's kind of hard to believe. It's been a month and a week. Maybe a month and 2 weeks. Since getting off the plane and landing in another country. Wow. Kind of amazing to think about. It's also kind of amazing to think what I've done with my time. You know? I mean, it was certainly time to relax and settle in, but, you know, boredom hits you quickly. I started a website. Then I got more active on Facebook. You know, I was gonna delete Facebook. You know, I didn't really need it. I only had Facebook because I needed it for work. And then I didn't, you know, have that work anymore. So I'm like, I don't need this. And then I'm like, well, if I'm gonna try to do something online, you know, digitally, that's how you say that, I'm gonna need some kind of social media, you know. I think Facebook, unfortunately, for better or worse, is the best way to get your name out there, you know. Blue Sky is still too new, you know. I could start that, but I don't want to start that from scratch. I started about a month ago on Facebook, having like 300 some friends sort of like passively existing on Facebook. And then I think as of today, I'm up to 523. So it's growing, you know. I send a lot of friend requests out. I try to only send requests to people I have more than 40 or more mutual contacts, you know. If we have less than 40 people in common, then, you know, you should probably be sending me the friend request. But if you have more than 40, then I'll send one to you. I mean, what's the harm in it, you know? Facebook tells me I have to have more than 500 friends for the next 30 days, and then go into like the next stage, you know, of like monetization or whatever that is. So I've been building that. I've built and rebuilt and taken down and built again my website, which I've kind of been ignoring. I haven't really done much with it. It's sort of like a link website now, which was what I began with Linktree, just putting links on there. And you go there, find everything there. Which is kind of what my website kind of morphed into I don't know why that was, but then I started being a bit more creative. I got a subscription to Canva, and then Canva, you can do so much on there, And I started to upload the things I would create on Canva to Redbubble. Maybe I should try what's it called? Etsy again. I tried to sign up for an account, but you have to have an American phone number, and which I have, but it's like voiced into, or not voiced, it's ported into Google Voice, so it doesn't recognize my number anymore. But I have a Costa Rican number now, so I'm wondering if I can use my Costa Rican number in my American bank account. I have not tried yet. But I have a site created on Redbubble, which I'm posting on there consistently. I am then putting what I create out there on Facebook to advertise. I'm then, other than that, I'm being creative more with YouTube and TikTok, sort of creating content on Canva to put on those two platforms. I don't really have like ideas for like what I would like to do personally in like creating my own content with me in it. So I haven't done anything like that yet. Only things I've done with that are like going on hikes and I think that's it. I think that's the only videos of me I've posted is like when I'm on like a walk somewhere. And then I've done a couple Facebook Lives now. I don't know. I haven't really done. I've done more. Like, I've done a lot with my time. I mean, it's only been, like I've said, a month and like 2 weeks. I feel like I've done a lot with it. And you need to give yourself a little bit of time and patience for things to come through, you don't know what's getting out there, what people are seeing, what they're liking. I'm not getting a whole lot of feedback on things that I post, so I don't know. I've had, one sale. Sale? Remember that song from like the early 2000s? I've had one purchase on Redbubble. It was a mug. Originally, Redbubble was just going to be stickers. I thought, oh, I can design stickers. And then I uploaded like maybe 12 different designs, set them to just stickers. I was like, if I need to expand my mindset, and the market, what if people want this on something else other than a sticker, I don't know. It's hard to network and get your brand out there when you're doing it virtually. I feel like if I was doing this from the States, I would maybe like have a flyer or something and like post it on like bulletin boards across town. Like, hey, I'm doing this. You should go to this site, But in a lot of ways, I'm doing that on Facebook. I'm posting things to Facebook so people can see to go to the site. So it's sort of the same. I don't know. I've been looking for like remote work, like jobs. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't really want a job, you know? If I get a job, cool. I'll work good for whoever that job is, you know? I'll do my best. But, you know, I kind of just want to create and make things and create content, be a content creator. But that takes time. I mean, I have time. I have all the time in the world. I'm sitting here in, you know, our small studio apartment. We sort of got things where we want them, you know. We still have some things to do. But yeah. Eventually we'll get things to where we want them, you know. It's only been a month and 2.5 weeks. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. I keep getting text messages, so maybe I should get off this. But yeah, I think that's what I'll say about this second episode of Matt Speaks Early Sometimes. It's just, I think that'll be the theme. It's just have patience, you know? Let things live, let things survive, do what you want, and things will work out. You know, don't force anything. You know, if you want to create, do it. It's your life, do what you want to do, build a brand, make your own dreams. You know, if you want a website, or you want to make stickers for a living, or if you want to create videos for YouTube or TikTok, you know, do it. Just see what happens. You know, you only fail if you don't try. And one thing I am doing is trying.